This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott.
Gather up the rain to come in. There's a rain coming down. Meet me out at the edge of town. There's a rain coming down. Tell everybody that the water's rising. There's a rain coming down. You think it's tame, but it'll put you in the ground. There's a rain coming down.
There's some fire, brimstone, a few country waltzes, and some barn dancing ruckus on the way to the Prescott Park Arts Festival on July 4th, thanks to the band Steel Wheels. The Harrisonburg, Virginia-based band got its start at Eastern Mennonite University and has gone on to make its mark on the Americana music scene with handcrafted songs and harmonies as rich, earthy, and storied as the banks of the Shenandoah River. Steel Wheels is Brian Dickel, Eric Brubaker, Jay Lapp, and my guest, the lead singer, guitarist, and banjo player, Trent Wagler. Trent, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you so much.
I'm curious about your origins as a band. Three of you were at Eastern Mennonite University. Are you all Mennonites?
We all grew up in Mennonite communities, and that is what led us to Eastern Mennonite University. You know, I think that that name Mennonite for some people is a real buzzword. It feels like a lot of people get the picture in their mind of, you know, four Amish kids coming together to play music. And there is a difference between Amish and Mennonite that needs to be understood. We all had electricity growing up. We all drove cars to our college experience. The Mennonite culture is not unlike different forms of Judaism, in that you have, you know, maybe the Amish would be closely related or similar to the Hasidic Jewish side of Judaism, while there are very many other kinds of Mennonites as well as Jewish people, including people who would almost be like a secular Jew, someone who identifies as Mennonite, but maybe never even really goes to church. So there's almost a cultural element to it.
Don't they also sing in four-part harmonies? Is that part of the culture?
Yeah, so a large part of the Mennonite culture over time has been rejecting a lot of technology, including pianos, including instruments in their churches. And so for many generations, that was the only instruments you had were your voices. And so we all grew up, singing harmonies, singing parts. And that was something that came very naturally to us then when we started this band, to always bring harmony.
Well, how about the content, though? I saw you at a benefit concert. This was for brain cancer research in Vermont. I guess it was earlier this spring. And some of the songs just felt like, I don't know, is it a tent revival or something? Is God and the devil kind of just below the surface in a lot of your songs?
Yeah. I mean, I think those are metaphors that I'm interested in. And certainly growing up in a church context, those are metaphors that are always present in your home on Sunday, but all through, you know, the way you explain the world and the way you think about it. But if you take a deeper look into the lyrics, nobody's trying to pound anybody over the head with any sort of theological notions about a Christian reality. I think it's more using these metaphors as a leaping off point, sometimes actually critiquing the very origins and the religion itself in certain songs.
Right, there's definitely a contemporary sensibility in a lot of the lyrics. Here's a song, in fact, that's a little more, I guess, Be Here Now. It's a song called So Lonely, and this is from the most recent album, Leave Some Things Behind.
And the starlight is shining so bright in the sky. Darling, I swear it's such a beautiful sight. It don't take no money to sit here and sing. You don't pay to worry what tomorrow might bring.
And the moon. So Lonely, a song from Steel Wheels, most recent album, Leave Some Things Behind. I'm speaking with Trent Wagler. He is the lead singer and banjo player and guitarist for the band. There's something so melancholy about even the joyful songs in this tradition. What is going on there?
Well, I don't know. I think that there's, just like the blues are a great way to get our emotions stirred and walk out in a positive sense. I think mountain music and some of the traditional music of the Appalachian parts of our country, there is a sense of melancholy. There's a sense of that minor key and the dissonance that comes with that. I think that, you know, where do the origins come from that? You know, whether that's in some of the Irish traditions that came over, or some of it's from the African traditions that pulled up through African American spirituals and some of the blues music. All of that has influenced the mountain music that then has influenced us. But for me, I've always liked a good sad song. I love it. I don't think that makes me a sad person at all. It actually helps to add so much color to any person, I think.
There's something about listening to many of the songs that I feel this sense of, I don't know, an awareness or looking at one's place in the great big universe. Mm. And a number of songs here about the idea of home and family and what gets left behind. Mm-hmm. Longings of maybe a band on the road. Is that what's happening here?
Some of it is. Some of it is an autobiographical sense of, you know, the transience of being a touring band and leaving home. But I also hope that the songs go beyond that a little bit. And one of the things that I think I was musing on in the midst of this album was about the sense of how disconnected we can all be. You can have your 9-to-5 job, come home and sit down at the table and look at your feed on Facebook for the next couple hours and realize you never connected with the people right next to you in any real meaningful way. And so Leave Some Things Behind can mean, you know, being introspective and saying, where am I missing out on connection? But it also is, you know, what am I going to be conscious about? What are the things that I need to take with me into this next year, into this next trip? And what are the things I want to leave behind?
Well, let's hear some of that deep connection. This is a song, Rescue Me, Virginia, from Steel Wheels' most recent album, Leave Some Things Behind.
Ooh, rescue me, Virginia, rescue me. Sing the songs from the ancient, wash me in the sea. Rescue me, Virginia, rescue me. Oh, rescue me. It makes a difference where you go. It makes a difference where you go.
Trent, I read that in college you played in a punk and alternative rock band. I mean, I guess it didn't stick. How'd you find your way to traditional mountain music?
To me, it feels like it's a natural transition. I think the heart and soul of what I saw in some of the rock and punk music that I was into when I was 17 and 18 years old is about a sense of peeling away any pretense, a raw energy, authenticity, you know? I mean, that's what appealed to me. And so I think that's the heart and soul of what I really got out of that music. And I do, to some degree, attribute it to being in Virginia, spending some time in college. I studied some theater. I got booked for a whole summer working at an outdoor theater in Lexington, Virginia. And we were doing a couple musicals that were written with Virginia in mind. And so the music was very much old-timey, some old country, and a little bit of bluegrass kind of feel. It kind of clicked for me. That same summer, I got to see Doc Watson for the first time.
Wow.
And he was just brilliant. And I'd never seen anybody pick the guitar like that. And to see this man is, you know, from a small town in North Carolina, who has been blind for his whole life and you know, is just a master of his instrument, and whose music has gone all over the world. I guess something about all of that to me was as punk rock as you could get. I mean, it was so simple. It was a wood box and these strings and sitting down. There were no effects. There was nothing but just the same thing you could hear on the back porch, exactly what you're hearing on stage. And that really impacted me.
Well, Trent Wagler, thank you for being so thoughtful and joining us today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Trent Wagler is lead singer, guitarist, and banjo player for the band Steel Wheels. Also in the band, stand-up bass player Brian Dickel, fiddler Eric Brubaker, and mandolin player Jay Lapp. In the background, we're listening to Mountains Quake from the band, and there's details on the Prescott Park Arts Festival lineup, and you can see videos of the band and more on the Red Wing Roots Music Festival that they produce each year in July in Virginia. All of that at wordofmouthradio.org.